From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Throughout this month, KUER reporters will profile the five major midterm election races. We begin with Utah's 1st Congressional District that includes all or part of 10 northern counties. Republican Congressman Rob Bishop wants the voters to send him back to Washington. But Donna McAleer, his Democratic challenger, finds herself on a difficult path to unseat him. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Rob Bishop has been a fixture in Utah politics for nearly four decades. The Republican is known for his low-key style, and that's exactly what voters saw when Bishop faced off in a debate last month with Democrat Donna McAleer.
When I first went to Washington, I made one promise that I would be myself, a Utah conservative who shares your values and your dreams. And I've appreciated the opportunity of going back and do that. Speaker Pelosi, Harry Reid, they have a very different vision of what government should be compared to those here in Utah. And I'm proud to be one of the voices standing up for the principles that we have here in Utah.
Bishop focused on his deep Utah ties and seemed to coast through the debate. While McAleer talked about being a West Point graduate, running a tech company, managing a healthcare nonprofit, and even competing in world-class sports. In her closing, she attacked Congress and Rob Bishop for doing a lousy job.
Today's Congress has demonstrated it's part of the problem. I'm campaigning to be part of the solution. Tomorrow's Congress that will end gridlock that has plagued Washington and continues to delay decisions that affect all of us. At 17, I learned it's the mission that matters, and Congress has lost focus on its mission, governing our country and delivering results.
McAleer is facing one of the toughest feats in politics, trying to unseat a sitting member of Congress. Bishop is running for his seventh term, and simply being an incumbent makes him likely to get reelected. Voters return incumbents to Congress around 85% of the time. But McAleer says she's determined to retire Bishop, even though she wasn't able to do that when she ran against him in 2012. That's McAleer at the Miners' Day Parade last month in her hometown of Park City. She literally ran circles around the float. Her popflower bell-bottoms were the kind of funky outfit parade organizers requested, but they also echo her high-energy personality. I asked McAleer in an interview what voters would find most surprising about her, and she said she quit a corporate job to train for an Olympic dream, only to barely miss a spot on the U.S. bobsled team.
That one I fell a little short on, but I didn't want to be looking back on this saying woulda, coulda, shoulda. And, you know, Wayne Gretzky says you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
McAleer calls Bishop the guardian of gridlock, partly over his role in the government shutdown a year ago. She says he helped engineer the sequestration that furloughed more than 36,000 federal workers in Utah and cost the state $30 million. Polls say most Americans share her disgust with Congress, but even that's not likely to help McAleer unseat Bishop, says University of Utah political scientist Tim Chambliss.
And the district is designed by the legislature, dominated by the Republican Party, to have voters support him by about 62%, and that was represented in the general election of November 2012.
Chambliss says name recognition, campaign cash, and Utah's GOP leanings all favor the incumbent.
So for a Democrat challenger to defeat Rob Bishop, Congressman Bishop has to make a mistake, corruption, or the economy has to change significantly. With that in mind, again, if you predict the immediate future off the recent past, you would have to give the predicted advantage to the incumbent.
Both candidates here give voters a clear choice. McAleer lives in progressive Park City, Bishop in conservative Brigham City. Bishop was a gun rights lobbyist in Utah but had no guns. McAleer used firearms as a military police officer and favors some gun controls.
The real debate is not about the Second Amendment. It's about real, responsible gun ownership. Why? Because regardless of what side of this issue on, I think we would all agree guns are not toys.
Bishop taught public school for 26 years, but McAleer snagged endorsements from the national and state teachers unions. McAleer graduated from West Point, but the defense sector backs Bishop's re-election bid. When I asked the congressman in an interview where voters can learn more about him, he said votebishop.com. I checked the webpage and saw it hasn't had a new entry since 2012. Bishop says this election is important because he's in line to chair the House Natural Resources Committee.
With 70% of the state of Utah owned by the federal government, that becomes a significant issue for the state of Utah. And I'd like to end my career there as resource chairman.
Most of the 157 measures bishops introduced in this Congress deal with public land, and four have become law. He's also leading a compromise to preserve wilderness in eastern Utah while opening up other public land to development. Keith Jock was a bishop delegate at the state GOP convention last spring. He said he was pleased to see the nation's most popular governor, fellow Utah Republican Gary Herbert, alongside his candidate during Bishop's town hall meeting this summer in Ogden.
I could tell down there when I was down at the convention the power that he has, and the people behind him support him, you know, 100%, and I think he will win.
McAleer supporter Debbie Scoggin is equally confident that her candidate has the message and the moxie for the times.
We need a big change. Rob is old. He's old school. He's old in every way. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sure you're a good person. And she is a new face with new energy, new ideas, and she's with the times. She's modern.
McAleer's keeping a vigorous pace. She's gotten an endorsement from the state's largest newspaper, the Salt Lake Tribune. But the latest federal campaign reports show Bishop has raised about twice as much money. Still, McAleer's hoping she can beat the odds and get enough of her voters to the polls to send her to Washington. Judy Fays, KUER News.